Yashkoa, good morning. So the explanation that Rabbi Soloveitchik gave in order to understand why there is a minhag that some communities have, that whoever davened slichos for the amud, whoever was the chazan for slichos, so they should daven the rest of the day, we said because from Rabbi Soloveitchik he understood that slichos was enacted by Chazal to affect all of the tefillos of that day. So in essence, you started the mitzvah of how you are going to affect all the tefillos of that day when you started slichos, that either that evening or earlier that morning, and therefore you should continue to daven shachar for the amud and mincha for the amud in order so that you can continue to affect the davening of that day through the slichos that you started. So, just in the topic of who should be a chazan for slichos, yom noraim, in general, this is something that's very, very important. The Rama brings down, Yidatku lachsar achar shliach tzibur, hayosar hagun vayosar gadol b'torah ma'asim, that you should go out of your way to make sure that you find whoever the chazan is going to be should be a person who is hayosar hagun, that is really fit for the role, that is the greatest amongst the klal, that is in Torah and in ma'asim tovim, in mitzvahs, you should find some. That's the person that should daven slichos and daven for yom noraim. That, and then other qualifications. He should be at least 30 years old, says the Rama. He should be married. Mihu, says the Rama. Nevertheless, kol yisrael kasherim him. Anyone that any member of the Jewish people, any Jewish male is over the age of 13 is ra'ui, is fit to daven for the yom and for the yom noraim, as long as they're merutz l'kahal. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, what if you have a situation where you have two chazanim, you have two people that can daven for the yom, for yom noraim, one of them happens to be over the age of 30 years old and married, but he's just an okay guy, and then you have another fellow that does not fit those qualifications, but is certainly the someone who is steeped in Torah, yira shamayim, ma'isim tovim, he's mamash atzadik, so then of course Mishnah Berurah says, nine of a question, of course you go with the person that has more Yirah Shemayim. That's the bottom line. There needs to be Merutz of the call, a person that's fit to lead the congregation with Yirah Shemayim properly. That is the person that is fit to be the appropriate chazan for the Yom Ayim Nora, Venora, the days of Yom Noraim, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippurim, and even Slichos, says the Rama. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Be Matzliach.